Mini episode 693 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 693. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul Episode 2.2 titled Cobbler. Here are the top five developments coming out of Episode 2.1. Number 5, Jimmy's circuitous journey that lands him in Santa Fe, at least for now, contained many of the show's trademark fake-outs. At the outset, it was jarring to see him actually meeting with his prospective employers before we learned that last season's final sequence simply omitted this important scene. And then, after trying to live life completely on his own terms, he ends the episode right where we didn't think he'd ever be, in a new office at Davis and Main. Season 1 taught us that the road to Saul City was going to be longer than we probably thought going in, and Season 2 now indicates that the revelation of Chuck's duplicity is only going to speed up that journey so much. Number 4. On a show where characters reveal sides of themselves completely separate from their established baseline, we got to meet Slippin' Kimmy. And yes, that nickname came from an email to the Talking Saul Post show. As we always say on this show, the good ones borrow, the great ones steal. Jimmy had only reached a certain plateau with Kim previously, a close friendship that is now crystal clear had never moved beyond that. But when he was at that resort, missing his dear friend Marco, still feeling the adrenaline rush of their last few scams together, and determined, as he told Kim, to embrace his real self, he showed her his real self like never before as he roped her into scamming the super expensive tequila bottle. And what do you know, she went with it. Not only did this straight-laced lawyer play along with his scam, she played along with him later on and took the whole situation next level. Girls sure do enjoy a bad boy. With this transformed dynamic between Jimmy and Kim, we see why the full embrace of Saul Goodman is still a ways off for Jimmy. To get there, he has to be completely dead inside. We thought at the end of Season 1 that the dual losses of Marco and his brotherly relationship with Chuck would be enough to get the job done. But now we see how much more he has left to lose, and if you're getting invested in this shady but lovable underdog, it's a bit depressing to think that he has something substantial left that he will lose, and what that will do to him. Number 3. For the first time in Albuquerque, but as we know, far from the last time overall, Mike gets potentially endangered by somebody else's greed and stupidity. In the incredible cast of characters in this alternate New Mexico universe, seeing the always hilarious Price is a special treat. He returned in Episode 2.1, having taken Mike's advice incorrectly, as countless dummies have a tendency to do. Mike had advised him to embrace being a criminal if he remained on that path, but he merely meant for him to adhere to a code of professionalism. For Price, it was all about the trappings, and his newfound arrogance led him to push back at Mike's well-meaning advice about keeping a low profile, and ultimately to dismiss him. That left Price as an easy mark for a slick player like Nacho, who quickly ascertained his home address and robbed him blind. Even worse, the police now know that there's more to Price than meets the eye. So when they start pulling that string, Mike will be vulnerable to the fact that his former employer is not likely to be cool under police pressure. Number 2. The show continues to flesh out one of the most interesting life arcs in TV history. We've seen part of the few glory years of Saul already, but the sad sack life of Jimmy before that and Gene after that portray the rise and fall angle from a unique perspective. Now comes word from the producers that an entire episode that will center on Gene's post-Breaking Bad life is planned for the future, perhaps the series finale, who knows. Better Call Saul is presenting the origin story of the Southwest's most flamboyant and sensational TV lawyer, but it's simultaneously providing brief glimpses of the consequence years after everything has crashed and burned so disastrously. When we get our prolonged look at Gene in the future, we're likely to be rooting for him to find the redemption that he's been chasing for his entire adult life. But at any rate, jumping around on the timeline like this with a single character is both unprecedented and exhilarating. Number 1. The stasis of Season 1, when Jimmy was more under Chuck's thumb than he ever could have fathomed, is broken. But it's clear that his path to the gaudy strip mall office remains a winding one. The difference between then and now is that his eyes are open to the reality that he needs to embrace who he really is, instead of appearing respectable to appease Chuck. But how will he complete his journey by embracing who he really is? Right now, he's on the partner track at a prestige law firm, albeit largely to solidify the process of winning over Kim. In Season 1, he didn't understand, or at least accept, who he really is. Season 2 will be about applying the newfound sense of self to his circumstances. The last 9 episodes of the year leave plenty of room for maneuvering in different directions, and it's already clear that another extremely fun ride is ahead for the viewers. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.